Let's put a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today, I don't even know what to say for him. This is his first solo episode. It's John Flynn, everyone.
Hello, Woo! Everyone. Yay. Thank you. It's so nice to be back.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. Especially for this one.
Especially for this one. What a show.
Because we're here today to talk about the 2001 film. The Happiness of the Katakuris. That's right. We're talking another Japanese horror comedy film. Yay!
Oh, there's more? There's like a list of how many?
I did one before called The Legend of the Stardust Brothers, which was insane.
Okay, we'll get to it. Wow. Okay, I gotta check that one out then.
Because it was basically like 10 music videos loosely strung together to make a story. Sure. At least there's somewhat of a plot in this one.
There is a plot in this. Like, I feel like the plot is the most like coherent, perhaps, yes, element of this film, as you called it.
Film, yes. I had to put my glasses on because I need to read these names. The screenplay is by Kakumi Yamagashi, translated by I. Kennedy, music by Endo Koji, lyrics by Kakumi Yamagashi. Those are allegedly, by the way. We will get to that in a second. Directed by Takashi Miike. And according to IMDb, a family moves to the country to run a rustic mountain inn when, to their horror, the customers begin befalling sudden and unlikely fates. So I have no idea where you want to start with this one.
It's tough. There's so many. I mean, I had never seen this before preparing for this podcast.
Okay, I had never seen this before.
Yeah, I think we had like Googled like crazy, like the craziest movie musical, like horror movies, whatever. This came up and it just seemed like I haven't, because also it also was a title like I hadn't even like heard of. You know how like you've heard of the apple before you see the apple. You've heard of certain things before
heard
you
of
see
Xanadu.
Them.
Everyone's heard of Xanadu at this point.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like you hear like whispers on the wind, as it were. And this was like, I knew nothing. And then, combining Japanese horror, comedy, musical, and then claymation you throw in there. And it's like, okay, I have to see what this is.
Okay, so where I want to start,
okay,
which I kind of touched upon, I had trouble finding the song list of this show, of this movie.
Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't even look for it.
And what I eventually sent you, I sent it to you a little late because I know you watched it before I sent you everything. But what I sent you was also in the wrong order and incomplete, because there's a whole fucking song that's a karaoke number that is not on my list. And I was like, how do you miss this one? They tell the audience to sing with them.
Yeah, I wonder if that happened when it was like when it played in Japan or in certain audiences. They're like, oh yep, this is it's one section of the movie is the sing-along version of The Happiness of the Katakuris.
But the weird thing though is that this came out in 2001, so the internet was around at this point, so the fact
was,
that I can't find a goddamn album or something through Google in 2024, something's wrong. Also,
but isn't that nice, like there's a way in which like for me what was nice about this was like, oh, it's fun to discover something so batshit crazy at this point.
I mean, I did look on Letterboxd to see there is a fan base, so I would say that this is probably a cult classic, if you will, but still the fact that I had issues finding anything anything about this movie
Yeah.
because they all talk about the generic, the family buys a house, they don't call the
Right.
cops, people start killing themselves, blah
Right.
blah blah. Because I was just okay, I need to read. So whenever I take notes, I have like a thoughts section and then a question section, because I
Okay.
figure with the questions I will be able to like help with the
Right.
episodes and everything, but these questions are not gonna, we're not gonna answer any of them.
No.
Like, how many times is a bird going to kill that angel thing?
I mean, I literally I watched it twice in the last 24 hours, which might
I
mean
am
that I'm legally
so
insane.
sorry.
No, not at all. It was actually sort of delightful because like, so here's the thing. I have ADHD, which I know a lot of people do, but there's a thing that I heard where like a lot of times people with ADHD, they can get impatient with movies or TV shows because they're like, you know where it's coming, like you can sort of see where it's going. What is sort of delightful about this movie is that you can't. Like I
No.
literally like watching it, I couldn't be like, I see where this is going. Like you can't guess when a musical number is going to show up, how it's going to like function within the larger story,
What
the
kind of
style.
music it's
Yeah,
gonna
exactly.
be?
What kind of music it's going to be. So in that way, it's so exciting to sort of just be like, I truly cannot guess. I just have to pay attention. I cannot get ahead of this in any way. And so,
Literally, before we started recording, sorry to interrupt, I
no.
finished the movie and I was like, I have to go outside for a walk.
Sure.
After I tried
Get it.
scouring Wikipedia to help me figure out what happened, what I
Right.
just watched, I was like, I gotta go outside and like breathe some air.
But I mean, all right, so but like so in watching it the second time, I was like, I'd have to write things down. Like I had to, like I was like, I have to like write it all down so like my brain can hold it all in a way. And like, so here's what I wrote for like the first page is honestly just the first 5 minutes of the movie. Like, and it's this weird. So here's what it is. It opens on like this sort of upscale, sort of like it's like a restaurant, but it feels like it's attached to like an inn or a hotel kind of thing. It has that
Yes.
feel to it. And so, you know, we see this group of four women walk in. They have dark sunglasses and canes. So part of you is like, are they blind? They're not blind. They just came out from the sun. And then we close in on this one adorable, like young woman. And like a waiter just puts like some soup down in front of her. It's like this sort of like yellowish, could be a potato, maybe a corn soup, whatever. She's very sweet. She like puts her spoon in a few times and like she seems to get caught on something. Then she puts her fork in and pulls up this little demon creature, this like foot tall, like sort of white, sort of devil angel thing.
Yep,
And
with
she
a
sees
fork through
it.
the neck, by the way.
Yeah, fork through the
Because
neck.
I
And it's
was
just,
like, that thing should be dead in
yeah,
theory.
you wonder if it's that. She screams, and then suddenly we go into claymation world. And so then this creature leaps into her mouth, pulls out her uvula, which looks like a heart, and then flies off, and this little demon creature flies off after it. The girl then just goes face first into the soup.
Because I'm
So
assuming
this
she's
creature.
dead.
We never find out, but I mean, if you go face first in soup, yeah, I
After
mean, like
you
if you're
uvula gets
not dead
thrown, get ripped
already, you're
out.
gonna drown in this potato corn soup.
Yes.
It chases, so this creature flies off, chasing the uvula across the countryside. It lands in what we assume is like an abandoned toy shop. The creature then eats it, very happy, and then like a crow or a raven, I'm not sure, some blackbird just appears and like bites this creature's head. Like, and
Just
then one of
eats
the
it,
eye,
yeah. And
yeah,
then the
one of the
eye goes
eyes
into a
falls out.
toy.
And then this like Coraline doll sort of with has like one button eye and one empty socket, puts that eye in its empty socket, unzips its mouth, has like these menacing teeth, then has Wolverine claws, kills the crow, which then turns into a poster, which then crumples and becomes an egg. And then a snake comes in, eats
Eats
the
the
egg.
egg.
Then I don't know if it's the same crow or a different crow, picks up the snake, flies across the countryside, drops it off in like a nest for its little baby birds. As they start to eat the snake, the egg falls out of the snake, lands on the ground, cracks open. It's that little demon character, has one little breath of like, it's so great to be born. The crow gets it again, kills it, picks it up, starts flying over the countryside over a volcano, which will come back later. And then the crow shits on an old Japanese man. And when the shit hits this old Japanese man's forehead, he then goes from claymation. This is all claymation, by the way.
Yep.
Then goes from claymation to a real life human. He's all pissed because a crow shat on his forehead. Totally understandable. He picks up a log, throws it, hits the crow. The crow falls. He's Then, like, six, it's dog on the crow. Like, go get that crow. The dog then goes, starts eating this dead crow. Then we pan over to like a 5-year-old Japanese girl who's burying a goldfish. And then she stows into a voiceover of like, what makes a family?
And then
That is that's the
that
first
starts the
5 minutes of the movie.
movie. And then that starts the movie. N Everything you just described, unimportant.
Never comes up. We never see that demon character again. We don't know like how it got there. We don't know like, and like you were expecting like, oh, this will come back, or this is like the thing that haunted whatever.
This is a curse. This is what makes it a musical. This
On
is
paper, it sets up nothing, but in a subconscious way, it sets up the fact that you're like, nothing's gonna make sense. Just go with it moment to moment and have fun. And it's sort of like that is sort of, I guess, the overall theme of the movie is that the world is chaotic and nothing makes sense. And don't look for any sort of overall logic.
The only thing that does come back are those four women,
Those four women, yes. We see
which I
them.
was like, are they witches? Did they curse the house? What's going on? And
Right.
also, okay. So, to keep going along, it's a musical, right? Obviously, because
Yes.
we're doing it. And
Right.
this is one of like a real musical. Like they break out into song.
Multiple
But
times.
it's kind of like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend,
Okay.
where I think it's in their minds.
Sometimes it seems in their minds, sometimes, like, because there are times where something happens, there's a musical number, and then we come out of the musical number, and none of that has actually happened, but sometimes it has happened.
So, like, for example, I have a good one. Wait, where is it? Where are you? Where does Richard fly for the first time?
Oh, right. They're meet cute.
Everyone is in love is the translated title of the song.
Okay.
And so they have what's her name?
So, all right, so I guess we should say like so the main overall story, so it's about this family.
It's about this
And so
family that
the dad was, we find out again in like the next 5 minutes, the dad was a shoe salesman and that's how he was going to live his life, but then he got let go. So then he takes all his money and buys an inn, which is sort of in the middle of nowhere, but it's near a road that they were told is going to be expanded, and so there'll be a lot of
Yes.
traffic. And so he thinks like, oh, I'll build this sort of like inn hotel, and this will be how I support my family and how we live the rest of our lives. But that road hasn't been built yet, so it's basically an inn in the middle of nowhere in the mountains.
Wait, I wanna read what Wikipedia says in the first line of the plot section on Wikipedia. The categories are four generation family of failures. I was like,
That's a rude thing to say about that 5-year-old girl.
wow.
Real judgy.
Judgmental. But so we got mom and dad, which
Yeah.
dad throughout the whole movie, they have names. I don't care about their names. We're gonna say,
It's Masao and Taru are their names, but yeah.
yes. Well, we're gonna say mom and dad and son, daughter, granddaughter, grandfather. So dad is a moron.
Yeah, none of them are very bright.
Mom seems a little more put
Mom like has
together.
the least to do. It's like she's like the least, like everyone, like so like the son, we don't know exactly what, but we know that he was like
He was
fired from his
troubled.
job because we think because of stealing, because there's also like a subplot of like they think he's like at one point they say like you used to collect wallets, which is like you used to be a thief. The
Yes.
daughter, who is the mother of the young girl, she's divorced and she's just like horny for love. Like she just wants to be in love. Like that's what she wants. Like she's all about romance. That's what she's searching for. There's the little daughter who's very sweet and she doesn't have that much to do. And then
But
there's
she's the
grandpa,
narrator.
who's the
So
narrator.
this whole movie from the beginning, when she's burying the goldfish and talking about family 4 minutes, like what is a family 4 minutes into this movie, all of a sudden you hear her say like, we had this house on this trail, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. A, first of all, you sound like an adult, and B,
Exactly, yeah.
this is a flashback. This entire thing is a flashback, and then we
Oh, you
flashback
think that?
even more.
Well, we get
Yes.
like little flashbacks for all their stories. I will also say this. So The little girl's adorable, and she's like the perfect like movie little girl. She's like adorable. She's like her two front her two front teeth are missing. You know what I mean? But she's like squatting on the dirt, and she's got like a skirt on, and so there's like a little moments of like, is this pedophilic? Like it almost feels like this could be dirty or gross. It's not, but you sort of like are worried. But yeah, and she the grandpa she describes as lives his life telling lies and being selfish. That's all we know about grandpa. And he's just a man in a field like throwing logs and yelling at like shaking his fist at the sky.
Yeah, and I guess at the end when he finally hits yet another crow
Yes. Yeah, out of nowhere.
out of nowhere, the dad is like, "Oh, yes, you did actually hit the crow. So you weren't lying the first time you said it." Okay.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. Yeah, like this dangling thread of the plot that we had all forgotten about because it didn't actually exist.
But wait a second. We're gonna get to the ending because I
Oh,
need to
yes.
know
I mean,
what just happened. But back to the songs.
this is
So
like the setup that we get of
yes.
like, this is this whole world.
So we get that this one song, like I said, it's called Everyone Is in Love. It is sung by the daughter and this guy, Richard. He
Yes.
says he's a US Navy officer, which I mean, you look at the costume, and they're not even hiding the fact that it's a lie from the get. It looks cheap. And like
I
part of
don't
me
think we're supposed to believe it. I think we're supposed to realize, because what is funny is he's like,
we're smarter
what does he
than
say?
daughter, yes.
Yeah, he
Is
says like he says he's a naval officer, but then he says, well, more specifically, I work for what is it that he says?
He says that he talks about how his mom is British and his dad or one of his parents is British, the other one's Japanese, and she's like, "But you speak very well Japanese." And he's like, "Well, yes,
Yeah.
because the non-Japanese person moved over here to Japan and started
Right.
his
Well, he's
living
also
here."
like the great. Oh, but he says, I'm with the US Navy. And then he says, to be more precise, Britain's Royal Navy. So that makes no sense. So obviously the daughter is an idiot. Like we.
Yes. Yes.
And then he's. And he says he's a British secret agent. And then later he will say that he's actually Queen Elizabeth is his.
Grandson
No, yes, like
or
his mother, no,
grandnephew or
is his
something.
nephew. Yeah. His mother is Queen Elizabeth's youngest sister, but they're only half sisters, so it's not recognized.
People actually fall for this shit. This is
She
like,
she's that's how horny she is for romance. Like that's how much she needs it.
I'm pretty sure if she got an email from a prince in the Middle
Yeah,
East
Saudi prince,
requesting
just send me
money.
this money and then I'll have all this money to give you. She's clicking on those links 100%.
So then the two of them have this one song called Everyone Is Love, where he flies at the end because of course he
And
does.
not at the end, the beginning. And then also, like,
Oh
she
yeah.
fantasizes that he, so she's divorced, which she's like so ashamed of. She fantasizes that he like interrupts her actual wedding and takes her away. And then something happens where he dies, but then her, like, it's like a reverse Sleeping Beauty or like Snow White, where like she kisses him and brings him back to life.
But then it ends when the song is over, she's like convulsing on the ground
She's
and
passed
everyone's
out on the yes. And one of
looking
those
around
women
her.
walks by and is like, oh, these people. Like she appears then.
So that's when I started questioning the reality of the musical. Because I'm like,
It took you that long?
well, I mean, yes, because now we're given the most information about this movie. And I'm like, okay, so the music's in their mind. Yes?
Sometimes, because the first real big song happens. I mean,
Wow.
we're going all over the when they find the first lodger
Who stabbed
who has
himself in the
killed
neck?
himself, who used the so sorry, so yeah, so they have this hotel that they're running, but no one's checked in. And then it's like one night
We are just
as chaotic as we
as
sound,
chaotic as
we are making more sense than this movie is the first time you
it's
watch it. So
yes.
this guy comes out of nowhere and you know he's just like going through it because his umbrella is just all a mess. You know what I mean? Like it's back, it's like flown out, it's like all
No,
kinds
look,
of pieces.
I need to back up for a hot second. Is
Yes.
that lodger the same guy who's the news reporter that gets the bug up his nose?
I don't know if he's the same, but the news all right, so again, before this happens, the family is having some weird stew and watching the news, and some news and some reporter is, I don't know what a slow news day it is that the reporter is telling a story about this other inn that is now insanely successful because the owner of that inn trained the, it was also a farm, and he trained the farm animals to work on this at this inn. So people are like, oh, these pigs and these cows are coming in and like delivering
I
the food
forgot
or changing the
all
thing.
about that.
So that so while he's telling this story, the largest green bug goes up
Goes
his
up his
nose
nose.
and he doesn't swat it away, and the whole family's like, this is crazy that this is happening. And he's like is freaking out and having some weird, like when you think it's like it's gonna like explode or eat his
Explode.
brain or whatever, but then eventually they just change the channel.
To a drag queen?
It's no, it that is the same actor. So it's that guy who was the newscaster in drag singing a song like in some weird variety show. So
Okay.
that's the same actor.
Because then that drag character comes back later when they're
Yes, there's
watching
a
TV
flashback to that.
again.
See, that's the thing about this movie that is what it's that weird thing of like it's both maddening and delightful, where
Right.
it's like there's so many crazy things that happen, so many things that don't make, again, like your brain can't make sense of it. You would be forgiven if you just went, this is nonsense, and shut it off. But if you're sort of at least smart enough to go, oh, this is nonsense and I'm going to enjoy the ride, you will be rewarded. Like
It's
you
camp.
will,
Yeah.
yeah. But it's also that weird thing too of like it's a camp that you're not, you can't tr like you know how there's some camp where like the people doing it know what they're doing is campy and they're, you know, and like they're in on the game of this. This has a like a, is this insane because they're like, let's make an insane choice, or is this insane because they don't know what they're doing?
Oh, or third option, considering that this is Japanese, is this
Right.
insane to us Americans
Because there's like
because the cultural
a cultural
difference?
difference. I think that has a lot to do with it. Because again, another thing that is sort of fun and delightful about it in a way is that, so there are songs, like it is definitely a musical, there are songs in it, but they do not behave in the way that songs normally do in a musical. They don't, you know, like they don't make sense. They don't serve the plot. It's, you know how like, you know, these days, because of books of like Save the Cat or like even things like the BMI Workshop, where like people understand the structure of how to make a well-made musical or well-made movie. And in some ways, that's good because it's like, oh, the you know, like people are smarter and can figure this out. But in a way, it's like you lose the insanity of people who don't know what they're doing or who like misread or like misunderstand how something works.
Yeah,
And so like,
I think they
the creators.
Yamagishi, I believe. I'm sorry if I'm fucking up this person's name. I'm fucking up all their names. I'm gonna be totally honest. But I honestly think they got stoned and then just wrote this movie. Like, that's the only
Yeah.
explanation I can come up
Yeah,
with.
it's like they're sort of like they're disobeying the rules, and it's not like you know how sometimes people are like, I'm gonna break the rules, and that can be exciting if the person understands the rules and then breaks them and does something different with them. These people feel like we're not following the rules, but we don't care. And they
But
don't know why they're not following the
the
rules. You know what I
one
mean?
rule that they're kind of following is using the claymation because they don't have the money to do a
Yeah,
lot
that's
of the things they want to
and
do,
that's less a
which,
rule and like a budgetary restriction.
but that is still kind of a rule to like, we're still gonna do it, but we're gonna
Right.
do it with
The story
crazy
needs
fucked
a
up
speed, but we
claymation.
cannot afford to actually have a volcano erupt.
Right. Or we need Grandpa and Richard to fall off a cliff. But we don't have the budget to do that.
To actually state that. Right. But we
Yes.
can hang people up on wires and have them swing around and stuff like that.
That, you know what? That's where the money went, because Richard
That's
needed to fly
what.
twice in
Yeah,
this
he
movie.
apparently was like the most established actor or the one who had the most experience in like musical, sort of like for that kind of performance, is what I understand.
So
So anyway, so this guy comes.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was gonna you go on, because I was gonna start a different train of thought.
So I was just gonna say, so this guy shows up and then it's like raining out and he's like, can I have a room? And they're so excited because it's their first lodger. We next cut to him like checking in, but because it was raining out, he's now just in a towel. Like that's the next beat. He's like signing into like he's like signing into this hotel in just a towel. And he's clearly like depressed. And he's like walking up to his room and he's like, oh, just someone bring me a beer. Like that's because they're like, oh, breakfast is served this time, da da da. So he goes up to his room and he's singing this very sad song, and the lyrics are very like poetic and just like, you know, like the
Not one of the
whispers of
songs
the
I found, by the
wind.
way, so I don't know what this one's called.
But it's like a, yeah, there are so many songs that are sort of like almost like they're not even 32 bars. Like they're just like a really brief, like beginning of a song idea. So
Yeah.
then he's like, you know, he's like, oh, this and there I have some like green screen where like he's in outer space and he's like about to jump into Saturn, and then the sun comes in with his beer, And you know, and then he takes it. And so then this guy, we see him singing the song. We just see him carving something. And then we find out later it's the room key that he's carved, and he's used that to stab himself in the head,
In the neck, yeah.
the neck. And the next morning, the family is like, you know, so the next morning, so we don't know he's done that yet, but the next morning, but we know like something dark and depressing has happened.
Yeah.
Next morning, the family's like getting ready. They're like, oh, he hasn't come down for breakfast. Should we go wake him? So like four of them, because the daughter and her and the young girl have gone into town. So they like go into his room to be like, oh, this, we should wake him up. And and so that's the first real musical number in the movie,
Yeah, where
aside from this guy's sort of like weird lament.
the song is called Wow, where
But
wow. It
it
is.
stays like a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number. Like they're just like bump, bump, like it's like exciting. They like do spins and like kicks in the air and stuff like that. And it's just really like it feels totally off of like
I don't
what the moment
understand what's
is.
going on. And it feels like at the end, correct me if I'm wrong, the walls in the room go down to reveal like a light coming in or something. There's something that happens that
Yeah,
I'm like,
sure.
I'm pretty sure you did like in Tick Tick Boom during the song Sunday in the diner when the walls go
Oh,
down.
yeah.
That I'm pretty sure that happened in this movie.
I'm sure it did. I didn't write it down, but I'm sure it did.
It was wild. And like the I you know brain melted. Right, my brain just melted right there.
It happens constantly when talking about or watching this movie, your brain scrambles.
I just imagined it coming out of my ear, a la the claymation moments. So I feel like these actors are actually singing. Yes?
Oh, you mean like it's their voices?
It's their
Or you mean
voices,
they're
they're not
singing
dubbed.
live?
No, I
I
mean it's their
assume so. I mean, it
voices.
sounds like them. And it's also,
Because
it's
they're
not that difficult, and the singing is perfectly fine, but it's not like, damn, those voices.
Because there's that one song where like grandpa, dad, and son are all trying towards the end of the movie when police are
Yes.
showing up for a different reason entirely, but they are
Yeah.
all like,
I'll
fuck,
take the blame.
well, I'll take the blame for burying these bodies and not calling the police. Yes, that's what happens throughout the whole movie, and this is why the dad's a fucking moron. The dad who sunk all of his money into this hotel is like, let's not call the police. Let's be
Right.
shady and bury them. And so this way we don't have a tarnish on our name. And it's like, nobody would care,
Well,
honestly.
his reasoning is that we can't, if word gets out that our very first guest committed suicide, no one will come here.
Yes,
So
but
it's
then they do the stupid thing too. During the song Wow, one of them, I can't remember if it's mom or the son, pulls the thing out of his neck, and I'm like, fingerprints. This doesn't look
Right. This
good.
does not look good.
And then they put it
Right.
back in, like,
Yeah, that's not
but
gonna work.
again, is that real or is that in someone's imagination?
I mean, I think it's basically real, even if all the specifics, because that's the thing about the movie, especially when you get to the end, where you're just like, this is more like an emotional reality you have to follow than any sort of actual reality.
Yeah, because there's like that whole number with the singing, dancing zombies
Right.
of their former. Also, okay, that one weird family that shows up where the creepy girl plays the recorder in a creepy way, are they ghosts?
Oh, they could be. I hadn't thought about that because what's weird about them is nothing bad happens to them.
Right. They show up, they get a room, they're all weird, and then when they leave, grandpa and son are digging a hole for whatever reason
They're
because
digging a
they're
grave,
probably
yeah.
prepping for this
Yeah, they
family.
thought this family was going to need this. So yeah,
And
so
they
go
walk
ahead.
away in the forest, never to be seen again. And you're like, huh, well, that's weird.
The
They're
fact I like that idea that they were ghosts the whole time because that makes sense.
You know what?
So
Once you start a movie with a claymation angel demon
that's the thing.
thing,
Anything is possible.
anything's possible.
Anything is possible. And so yeah, so as we said, they decide rather than let the word get out that someone committed suicide, they're just going to bury this guy in this sort of woods area that is right near, like near the lake that they have near their inn.
Yes. And then the next
Couple days
victims
later is like a
is
sumo wrestler and
sumo
his
wrestler and his young girlfriend that while having Rough Sex.
They're so horny, it's ridiculous.
They're
Like
so horny,
it's
and so is the son because he's got a ladder to watch from the outside
yeah.
as if he was that character in Clarissa Explains It All, whose name I forget right now. And he's watching them have sex. And so once the sumo wrestler, I had to read about this one because I didn't understand what happened at all. Once the sumo wrestler climaxed, he has a heart attack and just passes out on top of his girlfriend, crushing her to death.
Yes. So yeah, so she like yeah, so he suffocates her. But
Yes.
it's also like they show up and we're meant to believe that he's famous because they're like, "Oh, I think he
He was on some sort of
athlete singing contest is what it's called."
yeah, I was gonna equate it to like the Masked Singer or something.
Yeah, something like that. So they're like, "Oh, he's our first celebrity guest." But it's literally as soon as they walk into the room, he throws her on the bed and just starts humping her. And then like
And then they
hours
just
later, he's still humping her. It's
he's
just
well,
crazy.
and then hours later, clothes are off. So now they're actually having sex. And
Right.
you watch the son looking through the window, and then downstairs, mom and dad are kind of having a serious conversation, kind of like, hey, checking in. You okay about the guy that we had to bury? Like, we'd
Right.
have.
They're also like, because they suspect that maybe their son had something to do with it because they can't, that first guy who committed suicide, they can't find his wallet. So they
Right.
think that
So
the
they.
son might have stolen it and that the son might have killed. So they're sort of like, I don't know, maybe this is this, that. But yeah, so then the sumo wrestler has some sort of heart attack. He dies, crushes his girlfriend.
And then
And
a police
then,
officer shows up randomly.
yeah, and he
They
just says, oh, I need you to fill out a form. We don't know what the form is.
don't know what
It
the form
never
is,
comes back.
except he looks at it and he goes, "Oh, Poochie, is that your dog?"
Yeah, right.
And then he shows them a wanted poster where Richard is on there in his shitty Halloween Spirit Navy officer
Yes.
costume, or Spirit Halloween, that's the name of the store. And
Yeah.
then
He
that
leaves and they
he
take the sumo
leaves.
wrestler through the window. Like they don't take him down the stairs. They're like, oh, we have to get this. He's like a piano. Like they can't just take him down the stairs. They have to like tie a rope around him and like drop him out of the window.
And then after they bury him, Richard shows up with that one creepy family that I think
No,
it are
first
ghosts.
a bunch of people come up and they're
Oh,
like, oh,
right.
an ordinary couple.
But
And they
it
just want
seems
something to
like,
eat. They just
yeah, they
just want
just
some cake. They're not staying.
they just want dinner. They hopefully no demon pulled out their uvula
Yeah.
or
These people
something.
aren't cursed. But then the family has a song, which I didn't look at any of the song title names, so I just like care about the this one seemed to be like I called it Starting a New Life. And the families are like, oh, we can maybe make this work. Maybe all these three deaths we've had
Is
are
that the
just like a
flashback when they come to the house? Is that the one?
maybe. It's sort of like they're also trying to convince the son to be like happy with them as all and all. And they're just kind of skipping. It reminded me of something out of like Free to Be You and Me. Do you know that
Yes.
album?
Oh,
Yeah,
we
it's
did a whole episode on that one. No,
okay, yeah.
so that I believe that's the one that's called Let's Live Here that you're thinking of, where
That's
the son's
probably
in a
it.
beanie the whole.
Yes.
Yes, it's another, it's a flashback to when they first bought the house. And oh boy, it's wild at the end there though. So this movie has, I mean, they're not really singers. They're also not really dancers, these actors. I feel
It's mostly like skipping and like arm gestures.
the
That's
son
most of it.
does the most, I will say.
He
He
does. He seems to, and he does a lot of like, it's almost like martial arts choreography.
yes. So,
And he break dance a bunch of times too.
but because especially in WoW, there's all the, it's a lot of like poses, sharp
Yeah.
poses that they do. Which is the zombie number? I don't know if they're if I actually. Oh yeah, Positive Life is the name of the one with the singing zombies, and that
Okay.
one is more. Like I read that this is supposed to be kind of a parody, and by kind of I mean it really is a parody of Sound of Music.
You
So
definitely get that at the end too, where they're like marching
yes,
like
and you
in the
get it in
woods,
this
the
number a little
fields.
bit too when
Yeah.
they when they're all posing the Positive Life one, and the little girl is part of it, and she sees the dead bodies. Like
Yeah.
what I know that this is another. In their imagination song, but like the setup of it is that they have to rebury these bodies. So, and
Yes.
you brought the little girl with you to bury these bodies. So it's
Right,
like
yeah.
Welcome
This
to
is
the
bad
world.
parenting.
Okay. So I'm gonna
Yeah,
just
so
jump.
yeah, because after that, the dad gets a call saying they're going to do something to the lake in the area. They still don't know, have a date for when they're going to do the road, but so they're like, oh, we buried all these bodies by the lake, so now we have to move them.
Yes. And then at some point Richard
That's when
shows up
Richard shows up and he
and
looks all disheveled, and but he tells the daughter, he says he wants to eat her, but then he has like weird digestive issues where it's like he's
because
gonna throw up or like farting.
he drank from the
Yeah.
water that is
Oh, that's
so
what it was.
toxic, because you
Yeah.
see dead things, you see an animal
Right. And this way there's like
skeleton.
corpses. Yeah, probably that crow and other things. Really gross.
Yeah, so he that's the issues that he had, and then he shoves stuff up his butt that we that come to play, like that
No,
make
so
people
he goes into the
realize.
room and then he sees an ashtray from the hotel that he's like, oh, I like this ashtray. And it's enormous. It's like a dinner plate. He puts it
Yeah.
in his pocket. And then he's on the bed having like we like you think he's gonna have explosive diarrhea, and he falls off the bed and finds the wallet of the guy
Finds.
who committed suicide.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so he put it in his pocket. I thought he shoved it up his butt.
Maybe.
Cause towards when he and Grandpa fight before they fall off the cliff and everything. What cliff? I don't know, but they fall off a cliff.
Right.
And
There's a ravine at
I
somewhere.
just it just looked. It you just see it fall. You don't see it fall out of his pocket. It's like you just see from his like knees down, and it just comes to the ground. So I'm like, oh, that was up your butt? Okay. So then eventually the daughter
So,
murders him.
well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So later that night, he and the daughter are on the swing, and then mom and dad are like, they're like arguing, like, where do we bury the bodies? Should we have like done something? And then they go into their karaoke love song, and it's literally a karaoke number where
I
like you
love
can
it.
see his lyrics and her lyrics. And it's totally like a karaoke video, and one of those women cut like she sort of floats through from that quartet of women. Oh, we forgot, we skipped over them because they actually show up very early on. They're walking up the road and they're all singing, and they're sort of like this like all female like Asian barbershop quartet. And then when they get there, like an eclipse happens,
And they
and they all
lose their
like fall to
fucking
their knees,
minds.
and they're all like,
Which
"Oh, please forgive us, forgive us."
that's when I thought they were witches and something happened and they cursed this family or the house or something.
Well, they say, what was it they say? Oh, they say, we're on a spiritualist training trip. And then
Yeah.
they run off. So, yeah, they were witches.
Great. I was right about
You were right.
something.
Yes.
So then, okay. We just got to just go ahead that
Let's keep
the
going.
daughter kills Richard because she realizes he's been lying to her, and then the police
But so what happens is they're like, Richard is trying to woo her, but then Grandpa's like skulking around in the background. They have another love duet, and he's like, I know that you're wrong. And he like hits him over the head with a log, and then it becomes a big fight. And that's when the daughter realizes that, like, oh, Richard, but she still believes all the lies he's told her, but she's like, oh, you're trying to kill my grandfather. So then
it's
that fight turns into claymation again.
does.
And
There's so much
that's
claymation.
when he, it's only because I have notes, but he's also like, this is the scene where he says, like, his mother is Queen Elizabeth's younger sister, but they're only half sisters, so it's not official. And he was like, oh, Princess Di often called me for advice. If only he had been there. And he had told Charles to like he should treasure his wife. And so he says, like, oh, he wants to paint her. Like he's like, that's their love duet. And he starts flying again. And this is where Grandpa's like, I think this guy's no good.
And then
And
they fall off the
so,
cliff.
but then like also in that number, his nose starts bleeding out of nowhere. And he says it's not bleeding because he's horny. The blood is rushing to enhance his critical faculties, and he has more blood than your typical Japanese man, and it just surges uncontrollably. That's when Grandpa hits him on the head with a log. Richard does a backflip, and that the ashtray that he stole falls out of his pocket.
That's it.
Grandpa realizes
Okay.
he's a thief. The fight ensues, and then when Richard's about to like do like a fatal blow to Grandpa, is when the daughter like kicks Richard, and it goes claymation. They tumble down this ravine and they're like hanging there. Well, first of all, they tumble down, and then it's very like Roadrunner where they're like in the air, like suspended. They're like looking down a ravine and they're like, uh-oh, and then they fall. Like they have like a scene just suspended in midair.
That whole sequence of them hanging on the ledge of the off the edge of the ravine is so slow. The daughter is
So
kicking
long.
this rock around like toying us with the fact
Yeah,
that she's
she's not
gonna
sure what
kick
to
it.
do because it's still the man she loves, but it's her grandfather.
You
And
just
then,
met him.
right?
It's been a day.
But he's in the Secret Service.
The British Secret Service, but it's been a day.
Right.
And then so then she ends
She
up hitting
eventually
a
kicks a
rock.
rock. It hits Richard's head. He falls down to
Falls
the
down and
ravine.
read.
We assume that he's dead. Turns out not true.
Not true. Does he come back before or after the other guy? The last guy.
But he comes back before the last guy.
Okay.
So we think that he's gone to his doom. Then we go back to real life. And then just through voiceover, the daughter asks the mom, like, oh, here's another great little plot twist. Like that we just we
Oh,
see
I
like
wrote this one down too.
the dad and the son and the grandfather, they're coming back from digging up or whatever something. Like they all have like shovels and dirt on them. And we just hear voiceover of the daughter asking the mom, how did you fall in love with dad? And she says, he took one like an early date they want. He took all of her shoes out of her closet, polished them with his underwear, and after that, she decided she wanted to cook for him forever.
But
That's their love story.
before that, the
Yeah.
daughter says, all men are assholes. And I was just like, yes.
Preach.
Yes. And two men talking about this movie. Yeah, we're assholes. Fine. Yeah.
Not
Yeah, we are.
wrong.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So then
So
at
they come
some
back, and that's when Richard appears again. But he's like got one eye is like swollen shut and he's like all bloody. And he and
He's
the and
basically
he
so he is basically dying at this point because
Yeah,
he
I mean
comes back.
I had thought that at the like the other like the man had just finished burying him. But no, he had just been left in the ravine. He comes back and for whatever reason they're all like freaked out, and you know, they're in the hotel lobby and they're like, oh no. And they're like and he grabs the phone and they're like,
Just
don't let him. He dials a number
or
and then
he
he's like
starts to die. I don't know if he actually finishes dialing. I
I
think he
think so
starts
because
to
he's like
dial.
talking to someone and he's like all the and it seems like he's like asking a litany of people for forgiveness and being like, oh, I'm
Yes.
sorry I didn't treat da, da, da.
All the
And then
women
the
he's wronged.
daughter comes up to him like by him and he's like points to her and he's it seems like he's about to say her name and you think he's going to be like, you're the one I love most of all, but he says another woman's name and then dies
Dies.
immediately.
And then that's when the grandpa's like, look, he rented his costume from
Yeah.
a thing.
See, this is from Spirit Halloween. And they
Yeah.
discover the other guy's wallet, and they realize that their son, who they thought had killed this other guy and maybe stole his wallet, was innocent. So he is sort of absolved. So that's a nice moment for the son.
We did skip something, but this is a good point to bring it up now. So when grandpa and son are digging the hole inevitably for the creepy family who end up leaving, another guy comes out of the
No,
woods
that
and
hasn't
falls
happened yet.
into. I thought it was literally right. I don't listen.
It's okay. So what happens? So that happens. So he dies. They realize his son is innocent. Then again, there's a storm raging. We see some other random person who's holding a baby in like another inn. He gets a phone call and he's like, "Oh, hello, officer."
No,
And he's
that's
like, "A
the.
dead body." And then we cut to the other family and they're in their thing because there was an inn at the bottom of the mountain, and that's where we learned that there's like the cops are looking have found a dead body and they're looking for what it is. And so we think the cops are looking for the Katakuris.
The guy that got the call, though, I thought that was the officer from earlier who asked them to sign paperwork and was just randomly there. I thought it was
Is
that
that the
officer.
officer? Oh, it could have been. I thought it
I
was
thought it
just
was
some
that
other guy because
officer at
he's like
home.
holding a baby. Okay, you could be right. You could
Yeah,
100% be right.
because then he shows up later with the other cops to arrest this other. So, okay, they grandfather and son at some point come across this one random person who falls into one of their many holes that they have dug up.
No, that's
And
coming up. So what happens? So then we go back to the family. They're watching the news, and then we just hear a recorder on the wind, and we're like, "What is this?" Then we see a family at the door,
the ghost
and they're
family.
like, "Yes," which we now think, which I now I love this beat. I love this. This is now canon for me. This is a ghost family
This is a
because it
ghost
is weird.
family.
Because like you hear this recorder, and everyone's like, "What is that noise?" Like it is very haunting. And then this family comes in. They're like, "Do you have a?" And it's again, it's storming, and they're just like all wet and just like. You know, just like beaten down, and like, do you have a room? And they're like, do you want two? And like, just one, the cheapest one you have. They give them
So
to the room.
because you watched it twice, sorry to
Yes.
interrupt.
No,
Because
no,
you watched
no.
it twice, did you see the Katakuris like have this concern? I didn't notice this because obviously they're witnessing there's now three deaths that have happened in their hotel.
Four.
Four.
It was
Well,
Richard, yeah.
He was dead already. He died.
Sort
He
of.
was it was it wasn't like the first guy or the sumo and his girlfriend. Like
Right.
those three who are actual
But he is dead at that
contenders.
one after that one moment.
Yeah.
One thing I will say in their defense, they didn't kill any of these people.
No, they didn't. But I was wondering if you noticed, because you're also an actor, so like you're well versed in a lot of this.
I noticed subtext, sure.
But I didn't know if you noticed on the Katakuri family that they were concerned for this ghost family or potentially ghost family. Like they're like, these are our next victims, I guess. Did you
They're
see?
freaked out by them because they are weird. And then also, as the family's going up to the room, the mother, who again looks like she could be in the ring, she sort of turns to them and she goes, "Do you have a strong cord?" And they're
Yeah.
like, "Why do you?" Because also at this point, they're like, "Everyone who comes here dies."
Dies.
So they're like,
Okay.
"Oh, this family is coming here. Are they gonna die? Like, what's gonna?" I think it's a combination of what the fuck is happening? Like, are we on some haunted place where everyone's gonna die? Like, are people just gonna always die who show up here? And there's also like, are we gonna get caught? Because even though like they haven't killed anyone, they've hidden it, and and obviously just looks bad. You know what I
Right.
mean? Like,
So
so.
then we did kind of touch upon this where the family doesn't die as grandpa and son are
Yeah. So the next
big
morning, so
digging a
the mom
hole.
says, "I'll bring some cord up to them," but they're all just like, "This is weird as fuck." The next scene is the son and the grandfather digging that huge grave, which I think was meant to be like, "This is where we're gonna move the old bodies to." But it also could
Oh,
be, "Oh,
okay.
here's us prepping for this family," because it's big enough for several bodies. But at that point, they do have four bodies, and this is a family of four.
Or
So
is this
as
Richard's, or is this Richard's grave that they're digging?
it's more than enough for one person. I'm sure it would
Got
be, to me, it's like, "Oh,
it.
this is like Richard, the sumo guy, his girlfriend, and the initial guy. Like, this is where we're gonna
Yeah.
move them all to." Because now they're more in the woods, and I think before they were closer to the lake.
Okay.
So then as they're there, the family then shows up, and they're like, the son, we for some reason we see a close up on the cord on the son's belt, who's like, and he's also like dressed as a Boy Scout. They ask what the hole is for, and the grandpa says, "Oh, it's just for the garbage." And the family fa thanks them and then goes on their way. And that's when some other random guy out of nowhere just
With
is running through the woods,
flowers.
like falls into the grave, and he's got flowers. That's how we know, like, here's a different guy.
Here's a new guy. And then grandpa throws dirt on him to wake him up.
Immediately, so I immediately like just starts throwing dirt on, and the son's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Nah, I don't know." Like, you can tell the grandpa's like, he's gonna be dead soon anyway, with our luck. You know what I mean?
And
Like, whatever. So then the cops show up.
the guy wakes up in the their in a room and he starts freaking the fuck out.
Oh, but before that is when we have the like the Look on the Bright Side song.
Oh, right.
And this also gets claymation because this is when the corpse, and I think this is why I think like, oh, they've dug up the corpses, and that's why they're in this number.
Yeah, the positive life is the
Yeah,
one.
positive life, it's that number. So that's when this, and the cops don't actually show up here, but we do see like shots of like police cars, you know, like making their
Yeah.
way to this inn.
So the
Oh, and
family,
also
so
there's like, and we see
after,
the volcano erupting too.
so after the fit, or yeah, it's shake, it hasn't erupted fully yet. I think it's just like
It's
about
like
to, it's
shaky,
shaking.
yeah, exactly.
So the family, I guess that number is when they're moving the bodies.
I
Sure, let's
assume
go
so.
with it.
Sure. Yeah, let's go with that. The man is like in one of the rooms. He wakes up. He still's holding his flowers.
And then
And
he
he's
runs
like, "Where the
around
hell
the
am I? What's going
inn.
on?"
Freaking out.
And he.
And it's interesting too because like throughout the movie the kid they use one sort of camera language with it. Then all of a sudden once he wakes up they introduce shaky steady cam.
Right.
It's like cops. It's like a reality show in a way. And then when
Yeah.
the cops show up they still use that and it's like I'm missing something but I like it.
Right. It's just like another level of insanity that you can't make sense of, but you know to stop and either get annoyed or try to make sense of it is a waste of time. So like,
Yes.
yeah, so this guy is like he puts on his pants and his shirt, but he doesn't button up his shirt. He runs outside. The family's coming back from, I guess, reburying the bodies. He sees them. Runs back into the house, but not through the door. He jumps through a
Through the
window,
window.
goes back into a house. That's when the
Again,
cops come up. Yeah.
any choice that you think is going to happen is not it. Like
No.
you think he's going to run around to a door. No, he just slides open a window and jumps in. You're like, we're
Yeah.
here.
You
Okay.
get the sense, definitely, especially at this point, that like any I that on the one hand, the director would probably be like, here's a bunch of ideas I've wanted to do. I'm just going to put them all in this movie. And along with that, anytime any actor or anyone on set was like, what if I do this? No one was told no. Like, I'm sure that actor was like, wouldn't it be cool if I jumped through the window? Sure.
There was
If
a
you that's what you
mo
want to do.
there was a moment. I know we're gonna finish at some point, but there was a moment
We are getting close to the ending.
where I had a fleeting thought of like, was this intended to be a comedy? And then something happened where I was like, yes, it was intended to be a
Definitely.
comedy. Definitely. Yes. But yeah, okay, so cops show up.
This is when we
Grandpa's
have the
son
fighting
and
to be like, I want to take the blame.
yes. And then it ends up grandpa is going to take the blame. So he walks to the cops. The cops are like, hey. Oh, and at some point the mom goes inside to check
Yes.
on the guy or something.
Yeah, she goes inside for some reason. But what's so funny is like the cops are approaching, and the grandpa just goes like all like just like prostrate, like
He's
hands out, like just take me, arrest me.
ready for
And
the
they're just
cops.
like, hey, old man, you dropped something. Like they registered nothing, which is like
Well,
hilarious.
because they first are like, hey, there was a murder, there was a homicide,
A man
and
killed his
a
girlfriend.
man
We're
killed his
looking for this
girlfriend, we're
guy.
looking for him. And so grandpa just puts his hands out, ready to go,
Ready to
and
get
they just
arrested and taken
walk
away.
past him, which I laughed my ass off when that
So funny.
happened.
So hilarious.
That's
He
one of the
thinks he's being
moments where I
so
was like,
noble and no one cares.
right. So then the cops meet up with the rest of the family, and they're like, oh, hey, we're here for this
We're looking for this guy.
guy.
Can we check your ledger? Have you seen anything weird? And we see in the inside, that's when the man who's the murderer guy who's on the loose, he's grabbed a knife from the kitchen. He finds the mom and he takes her hostage.
Yes, and he brings
But
her out.
before that happens, the grandpa takes a log and randomly throws it again at another
For
crow
the
and hits
bird.
it. That's when that happens. That's the second beat of the crow bidding hit.
And that's when dad is like, oh, you were telling the truth before.
Yeah. And it's right at that moment where the man busts out of the inn with the, like holding the women hostage. And everyone's like, oh my God. And then the dad has this, like, in a way, like kind of beautiful speech where he's like talking him down because he's like, what happened? Why'd you kill the, like, we find out that this murderer guy like killed his girlfriend in some sort of rage. And now he's so like distraught and why I loved you. I didn't mean to do it. Why did you do it? And the dad is like, you loved her. Like the who she was to you is who, that is my wife. She's that to me. You have to let her go. You have to do this. And it's like, kind of beautiful and it's absurd and ridiculous, but like it works. And like he lets the mom go and she runs to the he lets her go he lets her go and then as soon as he lets her go, he goes and attacks the dad, but then the son steps in and then the son gets stabbed.
And then they have yet another song
Another song, yes. And
called
so there's
Irreplaceable, where they're all like, oh no, the sun is
they think the son is
dying.
dead. It's very like, and he's like, and they all gather around him and he's like, he's got blood on his hand and like, oh my God. And like, they're like, we love you. We're so, and like, no, you can't go. And he's like, I'm so proud to be your father. It's very like Little Fall of Rain from Les Mis, where it's just like,
Yes.
oh no, like, oh, just like
And
these
like
last things. And
The family is bonding and they're getting
yeah,
together
like,
to say
oh
one last
no,
goodbye
this
to him.
happened. It's so sad.
And then they
And
lift up
then,
his shirt to
and it's
realize
like the
that
tiniest scratch, like not even an inch. And they're like, oh, he's fine.
at first, before all of that happened, I thought he got his hand sliced and that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't see the blood at first on his shirt. I thought it looks like his hand was sliced. But then they have this song and everything, a very emotionally driven moment, and it's a fake out. And you're like, God damn it.
Total fake out. They're like, oh, he's fine. And when that happens, then the volcano finally erupts.
Erupts, and then it turns into claymation for one last
Claymation
time.
one last time, but that grandpa doesn't turn into claymation at first. So
Which
you're
is
like, oh,
weird.
what is this choice? Because that's obviously a choice.
Is it
Unless they didn't
though?
have money. They're like, we have enough budget. We just need a few frames that we can't afford to do the grandpa. Because he becomes claymation shortly after that. So anyway, this volcano erupts, but it's erupting like an oatmeal-y kind of color. Like it's not red, it's not flame, it's not lava. It's just like a weird
Like
sort
a
of like
snowstorm. It's like an
grayish
avalanche or something.
white kind of thing that's sort of coming down. And then the dog, he's like on a log and they're like, oh my God, who's gonna save the dog? And so now claymation grandpa like swings on a branch and rescues the dog.
Was it Claymation Grandpa or Claymation
He became
Dad?
claymation at that point. I'm pretty sure it was grandpa because it
I
was his
can't.
dog.
Okay. I don't remember who saved him, but one of them saves him. And the dog, by the way, is larger than all of the
Oh yes,
claymation.
the claymation dog
Claymation
is
dog
like
is larger than the rest of them and
the
very monstrous.
Yes. And this is now, so then we see the lava is now approaching the inn. And so then this again, this is where we go,
Okay,
like, there's no
this is
logic.
where
This
the
is just emotional logic. This is
this is
just
where
like,
the movie lost me, because I'm just like, I have no idea what
just
the
so
fuck is
nuts.
actually
So,
happening.
like, what are we gonna do? And but also we see the faces of all the dead people, like, coming through the lava, the weird oatmeal lava and stuff like that. So what the family does to, like, save the inn is they all just grab hands and form a circle around the inn, and the
Which
five of them are enough to come.
if you were if you the listener are wondering if Poochie the dog joins this family circle of hand-holding,
You know
yes.
the answer to this question. You know
Yes, he
the
does.
answer is
And I laughed
yes.
my ass off when you saw, I think it was the granddaughter grab his paw. Oh
Oh
God,
yeah.
it was so funny.
And so then, so they form a circle around the inn, which sort of saves it, and then they lift it up. And so, like, they're in the lava, but they seem okay, and they're, like, moving the house as the lava is shifting to, like, another place. And then it sort of, like, goes to black. And then we just see, like, a beautiful sky, and then all the everyone, like, all, and we're out of claymation world. And the family's, like, looking down. It turns out at the dad, and they're like, "Dad, are you okay?" He gets up. They've all survived, even the dog. The inn has moved into, like, and there's, like, and suddenly, like, there's nothing is like ravaged by oatmeal lava. It's just like tall grass, and like it's like more beautiful and
It's
even
the
more
end of
like,
Sound of Music,
yeah, it's just like
basically,
it's
yeah.
like beautiful, like there's like a waterfall and there's like a rainbow and like everything's happy and they all frolic and sing this song, which I don't know what it's, I just called it's like called Let's Laugh is what I called it.
Towards happiness.
Towards happiness. That makes sense too. So all this like, yay, we survived and the world is even better. We do see shots of the cops and the guy who's the murderer, like they have been like submerged in dirt, like, and they're just like
They're
bobbing their
dancing
heads and like
along
clapping
too.
along.
And then after, I believe it's after the song, we see the, are they, okay, so is that the animals from the other inn?
Oh, maybe. I hadn't
Because
thought
we
about
see
that.
these other animals, and
Yeah,
I
there's
don't
just like
know.
deer like eating grass. It's like so like pastoral and just like seems like it could be like it could be that they've gone to heaven.
Yes, I
That
think,
would make
I
sense,
mean,
but maybe, but it
logically,
doesn't because
our reality, I think they
yes.
are dead. But movie reality, who the fuck
But I
knows?
don't think they are because so they do this number and there's like, yay, everything's happy and it seems joyous and it's beautiful. And you're like, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, which is the only way you can watch it, you're like, oh, there's like 4 minutes left. So like this is the end. But no, they finish the number and they do that like hands up, finish the number, all great. And then we just hear the voiceover of the young girl who says, "The following year, great grandpa dropped dead." And you're like, what?
And then at the end of that narration, the camera goes to the little girl, and I think she's actually like lip syncing to the older person, the older hers lines.
Oh.
So
Oh, like
I'm
her
like,
mom or the grandma?
no, the little girl who is our narrator, who
Yes.
started talking about this in past tense,
Well, it's definitely her because she calls him great grandpa.
I think she's some sort of omniscient being
For
that
sure.
can tell all this stuff. So, which, if that is true, everything now makes sense. It
So
all
she's just
makes
like
sense.
a year later, great grandpa, and they just say he dropped dead. They didn't say what happened, he just dropped dead. Everyone sort of like looks at him sad. He sort of is sad, but then he starts to glow and then he ascends into the heavens. And then we see like an above, like sort of what would be a drone shot today. And they're all looking up and it's like they see him float into the heavens. And then they all just go like, yeah, like they just got a Toyota. And then the credits roll. And you're like, you ended on that? Like, what is the point of grandpa dying? What is that? And then you're like, this alien never comes back. You like, I wanted even like the alien to like fly across the screen or something from the beginning.
Or the little girl to transform into some godlike creature
Right, yeah. She
that
becomes the woods or whatever,
she
something.
becomes the angel demon thing we saw, but
Yeah.
larger and human, and like not claymation. Like, I'm glad we
It's
went through the
just.
beats, because this is going to
It's
be a long episode, and I needed you to help me go
makes
through
sense of
this
it all.
movie,
Yeah, I had to write it down to make it make sense
because
because,
I saw the movie, I watched the movie, I took it
right.
all in, but my first note is, what the fuck is happening?
100%. 100%. And what's great too is I think ultimately what my takeaway is that the director was like, like the world is chaos, nothing makes sense, like think like there is no actual like we want to like put a narrative or make sense about things, but things are just chaotic and crazy and weird and nothing makes sense. And if that's what his mission was, then he 100% accomplished it. Because like again, like how the songs work, where the story ends, what story beats happen, how like people respond, like none of it follows any sort of logic or any sort of way that other movies or musicals or anything has ever done before. And so the fact that he's like you would imagine that it would just end on like, yes, we've saved the inn and everything's great. Then we need to have an extra like 3 minutes of Grandpa died and ascended to heaven, which is why they haven't died because Grandpa dies. So they're all still alive. We don't know what happened with the cops. We don't know if the family has been caught for burying these people, if they've been accused of murdering these people, if they've gotten away with it. We don't know any of that.
We don't
It's
know if they're
just
actually dead. Let's be real.
everything's random. They could. I mean, we've seen them claymation dancing. Who knows?
So I know I said that this movie came out in 2001, and that's because it came out on October 31st, 2001, and was premiered at the Tokyo International Film Festival, but it actually was released in Japan on February 16th, 2002. So, and let's see, when was it released in America, if it ever was? August 15th, 2002, in New York, and in Chicago on October 4th. So, and you got to remember this time period. I think we needed this movie. I think in 2002, people needed
We
this
needed
movie.
this sort of insanity. Yeah, because nothing made sense.
Because no, but John, since we basically broke down the entire movie, is there anything
We
else
did.
though you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat?
I mean, again, I'm so glad it exists. I'm so happy that it is this insane and that it, in a way, it follows its own logic, even though it has no logic. And again, like, I just love the fact that I could never guess what was happening. I could never guess what anything meant. I loved all the things that, like, you thought and discovered. Like, the fact that that family is ghost is great.
If she's
I
an
honestly,
omniscient being, the little
she's an
girl.
omniscient being works. I want, like, there's a way in which I was like, this could be I would love this to be like a Ryan Murphy TV limited series because I could have had many more people come and die. I would have loved to find out more about that green bug that goes up that guy's nose. I would have loved to have seen, like, there's
I
so
would
much
love
more that we could still explore in this world.
it if it was kind of like the Chicago movie where the music is in someone's head and that will explain everything. I want to say it's in the daughter's head, but she's also not part of all the songs, so I can't say that.
Yeah, I don't think it's that.
Unless it's the little girl, because she's the omniscient being telling the story. So.
I mean, there is a way in which, like, if you really lean into that, it makes sense because it would make sense that a child would think of things in a claymation way, or like
Yes.
would have these songs that, like would not kind of make sense, or would be like, oh yeah, this is grandma and grandpa doing their karaoke number together. Or this is my mom falling in love with some guy that she just sort of saw on the street, all of that. But she's not there for all of the moments, so it doesn't dramatically make sense that it is all just seen through her imagination.
Of
And
course.
yet, again, to complain about any of it is so missing the point and is so like, shut up. You know what I mean? Like, go on this crazy ride.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
shut
Like, it's that thing too of
up.
like, yes, you're right. This is bananas. This is dumb. This is ridiculous. But why do you care? Like, it's almost like someone complaining about people singing in a musical. Like, why do people just sing? It doesn't make sense. Where's the music coming from? How do they
Shut the
all know the
fuck up.
steps? And you're like, shut up.
All right, let's get into Sharp and Flat, shall we?
Yes, let's do it.
Yay! Sharp Flat. So, in this section, we're going to highlight some moments whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. Let's start with flats because I don't really have that many. And one of them is the fact that I'm flatting that I couldn't find the soundtrack anywhere on the internet, because I would love to know the name of the other songs. I would love to know, because when I watch these, I will take some notes during the song, so then inevitably when we talk about it, I can remember the scene. And so now I'm like, karaoke song, I don't know. Grab the trio, the I Did It trio, the opposite of what is that song from Into the Woods? And it
Oh, your
is, isn't it?
fault?
Your fault, yeah. The
Yeah,
opposite of your fault. Like,
yeah. Right. It's my fault.
I also flatted that the dad doesn't want to call the police after their deaths. Cause I'm like, I understand that it'll put a damper on your reputation, but still, like, that's what you do.
You're right, but it also, like, if he does that, then there's no movie.
True. You're
There's
right.
that. I would say for me, the flats are less things that actually happened and more missed opportunities. Like, I wanted
Okay.
that alien to come back. I wanted something with that green bug to sort of pay off, whether like it happened again or like we saw the green bug at the end or the green bug was crawling on some other dead body at some point.
Or he shows up as a guest and just explodes into a swarm of
Yes,
bugs.
exactly. Like that's part. Yeah, that you could totally claymation that. That would have been great.
Yes. I agree with you. Flatting the missed opportunities, the unanswered questions. I mean, I get it. You don't have to answer questions because that's the bizarre nature of this movie, but like, make it pay off in some way.
Yeah,
Like,
well, it's also like you've created these delightfully bananas moments, and then you're just kind of like, and eh, we're moving on. Like, again, like I love this idea of that family being ghosts. I would love that to somehow come back again.
if
I
it
would
ended
love,
with the four women
yeah,
at a
them like
cauldron, like,
wandering through
looking,
again.
watching the movie coming like through a cauldron, and they're like, "Tee-hee, we did it!"
And
Like,
that's our spiritualist retreat.
yes, that would have been great because it also, I mean, it. I guess it's expected because I just said it, but also it's not expected because after watching this crazy batshit bananas movie, it makes sense.
Yeah. So I feel like, and I guess the one thing you could kind of say is just the sort of, it doesn't, I don't know, it didn't feel that fat shamey, but it did kind of feel like, did you need to like remove the sumo wrestler through the window like he was like a large piece of furniture rather than just like he walked up the stairs. You could have carried him down the stairs.
I mean, the mom did suggest hacking him up to pieces, which I was like, I'm ready for this. Let's get a song. Let's get a
Here we
bloody, bloody
go.
number.
Right. But then you'd have to clean up the room. So yeah, so but overall, but again, like that didn't even feel like that shamey to me. But yeah, so to me the flats are just like they're toys that they didn't fully play with.
Right. Yeah. And like, yes, I know my other flat was, you know, the inciting incident of the whole movie, but I'm like, come on.
Right.
Come on.
You're not
Okay.
wrong. You're not wrong.
Sharps. So my first sharp is for Poochie. Yeah.
Love, yeah, we could have had more Poochie.
I
Poochie was
love the
great.
dog. Listen, if the dog all of a sudden had a 3-minute tap number, I would have been here for
Yeah,
it.
100%.
So Ryan Murphy, when you do the Happiness of Katakuri's TV, limited
The
TV run on
feud, the
Netflix,
happiness of Katakuri, right?
add a 3-minute tap number for Poochie. I also am sharping Shizui's song in the courtyard. So there was the
That
first
was one of my
song.
sharps too, yeah.
There were not the love song, the one that was kind of like old
The lead up
Hollywoody.
to it, yeah.
Yes. And like that one, because there were moments in this that felt like, I'm not sure if they were paying homage or if they were parodying old Hollywood, but I was here for it.
That's part of what keeps you so into it. Actually, now
Yes.
that we're thinking of it now, one other flat I will give it, which again is in an unrealized opportunity, is the mom didn't get that much to do.
You know what? I agree with you on that.
Like she didn't like the dad, you could tell, like, oh, he wants to make this in work. The son and the daughter both were like trying to find their way. The grandpa, you could just, yeah, he's just like an old guy who's just like crazy. And the daughter, obviously, like she's this 5-year-old, so like you don't expect her to have the big any sort of big story arc. But the mom really just had nothing except for she was, you know, the victim
I
sort of
mean,
at the end.
she did help out in ways, but it's still like, give her more than that one monologue about how dad shined all of her shoes with his underwear. Like,
Yeah, it's like, all right, so she's got a weird kinky fetish, I guess. That makes, you know, like, I don't know. I just wanted her to have something more that, like, a little bit more to chew on for the mom.
that fails the Bechdel test. Like give
That's
her
true.
something. So if we're gonna fail the Bechdel test so hard that it kind of makes up for it, like have the mom be the one who saved Poochie in the claymation moment.
Yeah.
That would have
Or
been
she does
great.
something.
Or
Yeah.
she like
Maybe she throws
whips.
herself at one of the cops to like distract them while
Or
some.
she kills the guy, the murderer guy, like something. Another strap I had was the nightmares that the dad had after the first victim, because they were so funny.
They were really funny. Yes.
Because it was one nightmare and then he startled awake, and then he had, and then he's in another nightmare and he startled awake. Like
Yes, it was a nightmare
that's,
within a nightmare. That was
yeah,
fun.
it was the rule of threes, cop,
Yes.
you know. I also am sharpening Shizui's pink cardigan. I thought it was cute. I loved it.
That was a really cute outfit.
That was a really cute outfit, and like it kind of gave, you know, like what she's all about. It's flouncy, it's pink,
It's very
it's
romantic. It's
crochet.
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
So
definitely, yeah. It definitely, like, if you just saw a picture of her, you'd be like, oh, this girl wants to be in love.
I also want to sharp the son's shirts. There was one shirt. So because we're watching this on YouTube, right? There was
Yeah.
a moment where the son has a shirt on. It's like a baseball shirt that has writing on it. That says, yes, I'm here one or something like that, but it's written backwards. And so I'm like, is this only on YouTube because it's reversed?
Oh, that had a
I had a whole,
there.
but no, that is the sh design of the
That's a
shirt.
shirt. Because later he had a shirt that said, sometimes life can turn, like some like long English
Yes.
phrase on it. And
Yeah.
that you could
And
read.
that one I could read, but I had a moment of just like, I'm not understanding what's going on. And all of a sudden now everything is reversed.
I will sharp also his dancing. I thought his dancing was really great. He
I
did a lot
agree
of
with you
fun
on that
break
one. His
dancing.
sharp, yeah. And then I wanna, my last sharp is for the karaoke song. I thought that one was like, the music is great and like the dancing
Yeah.
is fine, but like the karaoke song is the one that was like really fun. And
That felt the most like Chicago.
in a movie where nothing makes sense, it doesn't make sense, but it's at least super fun and like wildly entertaining.
And it's
Does it?
also a smart choice, and it's part of what confuses you about the movie.
Yes. Where I'm
Because
not
you're
sure.
like,
I'm
they.
not sure if that's a real song in Japan.
Oh, like you think that could be a song that actually exists already?
That I might
Oh,
be
that potential is there. That definitely could be the case.
because they do start it off by saying, "Hey, audience, join in with us." And so
And
I'm
it is
like,
like, I feel like the fullest song, because so many other songs felt like snippets. Like some of them were more full songs, but there were a
yeah.
lot of them that were kind of snippety or just
Like
sort
the
of
first
like
victim.
start the first victim, that first love song before it became the big production number. I also did love that production number and just how like all the story beats of it were just so crazy.
Yeah. Do you have any other sharps? Any other
I mean, I
flats?
think just the crazy swings it takes, so many sharps. Like you just have to say like there's like just like an overarching sharp for the whole thing and just how it just was like, we're going for it.
We're
We're
doing
not
it.
pulling any punches. Any idea that we had, we're giving it 100%. And just the fact, like claymation in a musical, you don't get that often. And then there's a way in which you kind of go, like, why not? It's like another version of Technicolor.
Yeah. And this movie, although I am putting this out as spooky season Halloweeny, it's not that scary.
No, because also like all the gore is so it does feel very. Like not high production value. Like you never actually believe something's happening.
Right. Like I think the only like sort of scary moment is the beginning with the demon pulling out the uvula. Other than
But even that
that,
is claymation.
but that's claymation. But
Yeah.
like, but I think because of the style of claymation, for me, it's a little like
It's
horrifying.
creepy. Yeah,
It's
it's definitely
creepy.
creepy.
But then like everything else, because it's a series of accidents in a
Right.
silly, in a somewhat silly way. I'm thinking of the sumo wrestler. Like, that's a silly way.
Yeah, that's goofy. And even like the guy who stabs, like you don't see it happen. So you just sort of
Right.
see like a comical
But you
thing
see
sticking out.
them take it out and put it back in, which is
Right,
hilarious.
yeah. Right, yeah. So like there's no moment that's actually really trying to make you be like, oh, this is gross. Like it's never become Saw, or any kind of like a
Right.
slasher movie.
Right. So I would say that this is more comedy, musical
Than
than
horror.
horror.
But there is
Yeah.
like a goofy horror. It's goofy horror
It's yes.
musical.
So I ask this question at the end of every episode, but I have a feeling we're both going to say the same thing. Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist? I didn't write any down because there wasn't one that, like, as much as I did like the karaoke
I would
song.
like to listen to it again. Like, I think, I mean, it's also tough because it is in Japanese, so there's a way in which it's you know,
Yeah.
like it's not as accessible for us. But I would definitely listen to it again.
But I think I mean, I definitely would watch this movie again, so maybe I would get the DVD of it if I can find it somewhere. But I think a lot of the songs, they're funny because of what's happening on screen, and they
Yes.
follow what's happening on screen. Yes, it's another language that I do not know, but that's a me problem. That's not the movie's problem.
Right. You
It's
don't
just
sing it for
that I
that.
don't I there wasn't really a hummable tune, like, or a mem like
Yeah,
because
it
I
doesn't feel like it has a hit song in it.
right there's no 11 o'clock number, really. There's no, like, there is some big dancing numbers in it, I will say that, or dancies in air quotes.
Right. It's more like marchy, dancey.
Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of wish, and again, I found those two names, Endo Koji and Kakumi Yamagishi, on some website, but I'm not 100% sure who, if they wrote them. I know it says that at the beginning, but, like, I don't know if it, because, you know, there's a lot of, especially like old Hollywood movies where different writers wrote different songs. So I'm not sure
Oh,
if the
sure,
two of them
yeah.
wrote all of the songs. I'm not
Do
sure,
you
because I
think there
couldn't.
it's too rangy for just one composing team to have composed
Yes.
it
Because even modern day Disney Channel movies, every song is written by a different team. So.
Sure. But the actual Disney movies are usually written by one team. Like Lin-Manuel Miranda is not letting someone else get a song in his score.
Well, no, Disney Channel or Disney Plus movies, not
Right,
the
that's what I
theatrically
mean.
released ones. Because
Yeah.
those ones, yes, the Lopez's are doing, you know, one of
Right.
them. The Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing another one. Alan
Howard Ashman.
Menken,
Yeah,
Howard
Howard
Ashman,
Ashman. Yeah.
Stephen Schwartz as well. But in their Disney Channel movies, it's like
The factory.
there's like a group of people, but it still sounds like one soundtrack. This does sound like one soundtrack, but I'm not 100% sure because there is zero internet presence, and I'm very upset
Yeah.
about
That
that.
is weird.
Yeah. I would expect it from something from like an 80s movie, but 2001? Come on. We had
Yeah, because
boots.
it's so easy to do to just sort of like cut and paste it.
Yeah. Well, would you add any? I don't know if you answered that.
I mean, I would want to listen to it again before I could definitively answer that, which basically means I probably would not.
Okay. It's not saying that the songs are bad. It's just that, again, some of them are a
I
little
just want to
precious
sit
to the
with them a little more
movies.
before I would make that decision. But yeah, but I could see
Yeah.
myself being like, I'm not, it's not, it probably wouldn't be a casual listen. Like
No.
in the adding to a playlist, we're just like, oh, this popped up and that's
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah. But I don't think I would actually go out and buy the album or something of this.
Right.
But John, we are done with the episode. We did it.
We did it. What a treat.
I have to ask you a question that,
Yes.
just because you're my only connection to this other podcast that I'm obsessed with. When you did LOL on How Did This Get Made?
Okay.
So you watch that movie, and now we're talking about this movie. Which one was crazier? I just have to know.
I mean, they're different flavors of crazy. Like, LOL is crazy because you're like, everyone in this movie should know better. And so it's sort of crazy of like, how did this happen? Whereas this movie is like, I don't, again, like, what is both maddening and delightful about this movie is that, like, I have no idea if these choices are made in an intelligent way, if they're made in a haphazard way, if they're made in a sort of like angry, resentful, like making fun of it way. Like, you just don't know. And part of it is just because of the stew of it, just like all the words together, you know, like Japanese horror, comedy, musical with claymation. It's like someone like rolled a bunch of story dice and you're like, you have to make this now, even though it doesn't make sense.
Like, if this movie wasn't a comedy and they actually took everything seriously, I think How Did This Get Made should do this as an episode. But
Yeah.
because it's there's a lot of tongue in cheek, winking to the camera,
Right. And it's just so impossible to find. But
It's
yeah.
so impossible to find. I mean, it shouldn't be an episode. I'm happy to bring it to light though on my little podcast that nobody listens to. Yay. But John, what do you have to plug or promote?
These days, I mean, I have so yeah, in the past I've been on with a co-host of mine from a podcast called Tool Queens, which we stopped doing, but all the Patreon episodes we're now releasing on a free feed, so you can follow that and listen to those episodes if you were never a part of the Patreon. I also have another podcast, if you're a fan of Madonna, called The Celebration Celebration, where a friend of mine and I, we go through all of her tours and a lot of other movies and just other Madonna ephemera. And this is all on route to us seeing her Celebration tour. And also I have a book called Baked, Sex, Drugs, and Alternative Comedy. It's a memoir of I said from the year 2005 to 2008, I believe I made my living selling pot cookies in New York City
Oh
to
shit.
a lot of celebrities and famous people in the UCB comedy world and beyond, a lot of Broadway people as well. So you can buy that on Amazon, or you can go to my website, John Flynn Comedian, if you want an autograph copy, and I will happily sign it and send it off to you. And there's also a chapter in there to teach you how to make your own pot cookies if you are at all interested in doing that.
Ooh. And I don't know if you can actually tell me what the whole soundtrack of this movie says you got it or something, you can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at buttersongpod. Yeah. Did we so we went through all the beats. It's a very long
Yeah.
episode. Hashtag not sorry.
Sorry.
But to people who know Japanese culture, to Japanese people, if you're listening to this, welcome. Did we miss something culturally? Because I know I did. I know I did, and I
I
would
reached
like
out
to
to
know.
some people I knew who were Japanese to be like, "Have you heard of this movie?" Because I wanted to know, like, "Oh, that's known as a like a great satire, or is that known as a piece?" Like, and none of them had heard of it.
And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, well, like I said, it's still spooky season, everyone. But we're gonna be a little light on the spooky in this one, and we'll be discussing The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, the
Ooh.
1940s Disney movie. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That's fun.
Well, John, thank you so much for
Thank you
coming
for having
back
me. Such a
on.
treat.
Yeah, we'll have you have come back on, and hopefully, as insane that we're gonna spend
If we
over
can
an
find something
hour.
as insane as this, I would be impressed.
Yeah. Oh, well, everyone, thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Choi for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.